Yo, what's up? It's the People's Rapper John Connor, and you checking in with my man Conrad and Everything Pro Wrestling. Y'all know what it is. Blue City Club, you know.
Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I'm your host, Conrad Cushman, being joined today by the one, the only, Mr. Casey Briggs.
How we doing? How we doing?
We're doing well. Casey, we're going to be here to talk a little AEW Revolution preview and predictions for the show. Make sure you guys stick around to see what me and Casey think of the show and maybe a little fantasy booking in between. So let's get into it. Everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson. Yes, everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. All right, Mr. Briggs. We are going to be talking some AEW Revolution preview and predictions. But first, if you guys are watching live on YouTube with us, do me a favor. Come on in. Come on in. Tell everybody to hit the like button for us. Also, make sure you come on over and subscribe. We got a good fair amount of subscribers from our recent videos for AEW Dynamite reviews, doing very well. And we also have one about the AEW video game and what they could learn from the AKI series or the Aki series, whatever you want to call it. Check it out. Send it out to people. I've heard it's gotten to some very, very good people's hands that make video games. Appreciate it. So keep sharing and showing some love when it comes to that. Casey, before we get into what's going to happen on the Revolution show, I do want to ask you one thing. Tony Khan will make a huge announcement on Dynamite this Wednesday. And everything is a huge announcement.
Everything.
Who knows what it's going to be? I just wanted your thoughts on what do you think it is?
All right. He said it's not going to be a wrestler, right? It's going to be two wrestlers. No, I'm just kidding.
He did that already. He did three, I think, at All Out.
I know. I'm just saying it's not above Tony Khan or not below Tony Khan to like mess with people like that.
Or it's not beyond wrestling to not know the definitions of their own terms. See Universal or what is it? Unified Championship matches at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
The Forbidden Door.
I will say, when you and I were talking the other day, you kind of got me thinking. I do think it might have something to do with streaming. A platform for their pay-per-views and other content.
It could be. I would like to see that, or I would also even consider. But then you abandon the $50 pay-per-view model, or would you just go? What are you thinking?
I don't know. I'm not really sure on that.
It'll be interesting, or maybe have it available so that they can watch it via HBO Max and then let them, I don't know. I think that would be the best thing to be on out of all of the Warner Media like things that they own or are involved with. That's just me.
I just wish it was a show in Oregon though, but that's just me.
Patience, young grasshopper, patience. They'll be there one day.
Yeah, I've been patient. I've been patient.
They had to go to Ontario, California / Canada first. It's all right.
Uh-huh. It's all right. Just a quick little 14-hour drive away for me. Cool.
How bad do you love this company?
Uh-huh. Not 14-hour drive bad.
Not 14-hour drive bad. That's fair. That's fair. So getting into it, though. And I wanted to bring up the fact of the Super Show. It could be like a Super Show with New Japan in like the Garden. I think that would be a pretty big announcement if you can get something like that. Get some really good matchups out of it.
That'd be really sweet.
Very, very interesting. I think you'd have to do something big on that show, though, too, whether it's a title change or something that relates to that. But let's get into this card, Casey. How are you feeling going into Revolution? Excited? Mediocre?
It'll be all right, I think. There's a couple matches that I'm like, okay. But there's also one or two matches that I'm like, should this really be on a pay-per-view?
Hey, man, somebody's got to be on there.
I'll let you know when we get to that match in particular.
I can't guess what it could be. I guess let's get into the match that – so we're doing this beforehand, so there is some mystery around the card. Like right now, we have the AEW Tag Team Championship matchup here first.
Right.
We do have
the none of us can guess who that third team will be.
None of us. The tag champs, the Jurassic Express, Jungle Boy, and Luchasaurus. And we also have them facing off against Red Dragon and the winners of the Casino Battle Royale on Wednesday's Dynamite. Casey, who do you like in this spot for this match?
Like I said, I think most of us can guess who this is going to be, just based off how things have been going the last several weeks on Dynamite and Rampage. So I can't wait to see 2.0 face off with these two teams.
You couldn't even say it with a serious face.
But no, it's going to be the Young Bucks. Come on, it's going to be the Young Bucks.
Could they pull a swerve though? Would you be
there? Surprised? Could be some sort of swerve where Red Dragon gets involved on Dynamite this week and costs the Young Bucks the match.
Right.
So where a different third team gets inserted into this triple threat for the title, and then you could further the storyline at the pay-per-view by the Young Bucks then costing Red Dragon. Like it could look like Red Dragon has it in hand. They're about to win the titles and the Young Bucks do something that costs them the titles at the pay-per-view. And it just furthers the Young Bucks Red Dragon feud without having to take the, without having to do like a title switch or my money is on the Young Bucks getting this spot, though, and furthering the feud just at the pay-per-view. If that's the case, I know I had mentioned to you the other day that I think Jurassic Express loses, but I'm going to change my mind and say that they retain, because I think that Red Dragon and Young Bucks will cancel each other out at the pay-per-view.
Fair point. I'm going to stick with the same idea that you are. I think that it's got to be the Jurassic Express. Could you have Red Dragon win? Of course, you could do that. I think the Bucks getting the belts back would be too soon still. They just had a nice run with them. They don't need them right now. I think it's time to prop up some of those other teams. By the way, if you haven't heard, me and Casey really want Butcher and the Blade to become tag team champs one day. You know, let it happen.
Butcher and the Blade all day.
All day, every day. So, yeah.
716 represent. I know I'm in Oregon right now, but 716 forever.
That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. But those in the chat, please feel free to give your thoughts and opinions as well on the matches.
If you don't understand that, 716 is the Western New York area code. For example, CJ's phone number is 716.
Yeah. Hey. You AEW lover, how could you?
Stop hating on Alexa Bliss.
It happens. I promise you it happens. And I forgot to also give a shout out to the man who does my intro on the podcast. Montezy is also going to be performing live with Mikey Ruckus and Wrestling Flow at the pre-show there on Saturday, March 5th. Doors open at 8 p.m. Show begins at 8:30 after Revolution's Fan Fest. You guys can go to AEWTix.com if you want to get some tickets. Check out Montezy performing. Tell him Everything Pro Wrestling sent you. He'll show some love. He's also good friends with someone who's rumored to be coming in, and I think it's a good segue. Mr. Shane Strickland, Swerve Scott, some would call it, part of Hit Row. Casey, I don't have the participants up because that picture looks just as bad as this one, but they are all fighting for that brass ring or a donut or a Sonic ring.
Sonic 2?
Huh?
Sonic 2?
Yeah, that's fine. You can call it Sonic, whatever. Those rings are out there. And AEW has one, and it's a prize possession. The face of the Revolution ladder match. It's another match. We don't know everybody who's in. But, of course, the Buffalo Boys are pulling from the team from Buffalo.
Hey, of course.
What do you know?
It's not just that they're from Buffalo, Connor. It's that Butcher and the Blade are awesome. They have a great dynamic with the Blade being the smaller dude that is like the better wrestler, technical wrestler, and the Butcher is the big powerhouse. They have the great classic tag team dynamic. They have a great look, great gimmick, and it sucks that they're stuck in the AHFO. That's the smoothest I've ever gotten that team's name out of my mouth, and it's the dumbest group ever. We'll get into that later.
You also know well, never mind. I'll get into that later. Like you said, Rob says, I can't stand Luchasaurus, but they'll retain. Rob is a big not fan of Luchasaurus.
That's a lie. I've heard Rob go crazy when he does his flips and stuff.
Yeah, well, I don't agree. But Casey, face of the Revolution ladder match. We got a debuting Keith Lee. Keith Lee is here, basking his glory. Also in this match, we have Wardlow. Powerbomb Symphony could be happening. We don't know for sure. MJF has also said, you're giving me your spot. That sucks. Who else is in this? We got Ricky Starks. Powerhouse Hobbs, well-deserved. I'm glad to see him finally on pay-per-view. Same with Ricky Starks, actually, too. Like, it's just good to see those guys get a match. And we also have Orange Cassidy in this, which I'm sure he'll play the usual part. He doesn't seem like he likes ladders or heights, so I don't think he'll be a big factor in this. I'm sure he'll get a good spot, though. And we also have let me see here. He says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So that leaves two more spots open. Who do you have fill those spots, and who wins this, Casey?
I'm torn on this.
You got to get one guy on the show, or two guys. What do you do?
If rumors are true and they're going to bring a certain someone in, a certain Castiglione, I won't use his E name.
Audio?
But if he comes in and is put in this match, I really do. I kind of feel like you got to let him win. I really do, because it's all about that. It's all about that FU to WWE and letting him grab that brass ring. So if that's the case, if he's in it, if he comes into the company and he's in it, I go with him. However, if I'm just basing it on if he's not in it and stuff, I don't know who else you put in it. But I definitely, of the group, I'm giving it to Wardlow because it's a way to further that storyline.
Well, I guess I won't get too deep into what you would do with it. But so you're thinking Wardlow's taking this.
And then MJF expects him to just hand it over. He doesn't, and it furthers that divide that we've been seeing grow more and more and more. I know that we've talked in the past about doing the slow burn, but it really looks like that fire is building a lot sooner than it to, you know, it's going to explode a lot sooner than later.
Okay. I think I'm going to go a little bit different on this. I feel like Claudio's not going to debut. I think he's going to hold off on everything for a little bit because I just don't think Tony can sign every single person that he wants to. And Orange Cassidy will not say word to your mother, I don't think, on this show, Jocelyn. I have hope that he won't ever say that again. But people love it, apparently. And Rob, Control Your Narrative is banned. Definitely banned from being at this, I would hope. Rob says he's taking Jonathan Gresham to be his pick. Sonny Bimbo also says big fan of the slow burn. Me too. I don't mind slow burning storylines. B-Boy Skyline says, sup, what's going on, Jordan? So I'm going to go with Keith Lee. I feel like he's going to get the title shot. I feel like you could put him in a big match on television and have someone else be the reason he loses to get involved. That's just me. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm tripping. But I could see it being him or even Swerve, Isaiah Swerve Scott jumping in this, or Shane Strickland, whatever he's going to go by at that time. Give him the chance as well.
I hear you. I hear you.
Lopez says, Conrad, I think AEW is overloaded with talent. Correction. Tony can sign everyone, but he can't use everyone properly. That's true. That's true.
Fair point. Fair point.
Big shout out to Tiff, Indie Wrestling Corner. Just interviewed my man AC Romero on her channel. Make sure you guys go and check that out. Great stories about Dino Nugs and some good times with AC Romero. Speaking of Buffalo, AC Romero pounced a man out of the ring at my local indie one time. Go watch that. Great, great moment for him. Great highlight reel. I think Lee is a safe pick. B-Boy Skyline says, great point, Rob.
That's why I'm not going with it. I'm not going with the safe pick in this one.
Whoa, Swerve would
Lee's,
be a great addition.
Lee's too safe. Lee's too safe. You know what's going to happen is Ricky Starks and him are going to cancel each other out. Boom, sets up a program with Keith Lee and Ricky Starks.
I could see that too, though. That was one of my, like, why not to pick him? That's it. SCW says, I hope you guys are doing well. Check out SCW's YouTube channel as well, guys. Does great work over there. Thank you, though, for popping in and saying what's up. Ace says, who do you think that Wardlow will powerbomb first in the ladder match at Revolution?
Cassidy. Orange Cassidy.
Yeah, Orange. Pretty much Orange. It's just got to happen.
Yep.
You're welcome, Tiff. I saw the AC Romero interview. So fun. Where the F has AR Fox been? Would love to see him and Strickland mix it up again. I could see that happening too eventually. And thank you, Casey, for letting people know you're not on TikTok.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Do you like that the ladder matches don't follow like the WWE formula? Like, I feel like Money in the Bank has a formula, and I feel AEW's more chaos. Like, it's not as good in spots, but it's like a real kind of ladder match, sort of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
They're fun, more unpredictable.
Let's talk about your girl. Let's talk about the TBS champion, Jade Cargill, and Sammy's girl, Ty Conti.
Wow. Why do you have to? Why do you know that that's part of the problem with her? And so you just got to further that with the internet wrestling community.
Because it's not going to go away until
you just got to further that with the internet wrestling community. Poor Ty Conti. Okay.
Wow. Wow. Listen, I don't decide these things. The people, I just give the people what they want. Shout out to the spammer in the chat. You're gonna get put in a timeout though, good sir, because we don't do that here. So
wait, let me write down that link real quick.
No, not a problem. Not a problem. They're blocked now because they sent it again because they don't obviously know how to play properly. Mods in the chat, keep an eye out for that. But Jay Cargill and Ty Conti. Is Ty Conti the one to end the streak, Casey?
No. Moving on.
Really? So you're taking Jade to win this. Why so? If not her, who? Who?
Who? Who? Who? Someone else?
Give me a name. Give me a name.
You want a name of who could be the one to dethrone Jade?
Who better is what I'm asking.
Someone that gets a reaction? I don't know.
Wow.
Dude, you're the one that pointed it out to me, like on Rampage, okay?
So now I've ruined everything. I like Ty Conti, bro. It's not that. I think the Sammy relationship, I'm going to say it to everybody. The Sammy relationship, it's kind of crushing shit.
It's not necessarily the Sammy relationship. I think it's the way that that fans saw it go down. Okay. I think that's the problem. It's not the fact that she's with Sammy. I think it's more the fact of how it went down, and some fans are having an issue with it. It is what it is. Her and Sammy, their relationship is none of my damn business. Okay. So I'm just going to say it like that.
100% agree, bro. I'm just telling you that on his vlog, they have taken over. And I think that's where it comes from. What's going on, Pro Wrestler Shoot? Check out Jesse. I'm going to be on his show tomorrow talking some wrestling video games. So make sure you guys check out the Pro Wrestling Shoot as well. Jade is probably not going to lose for quite some time, he thinks.
I kind of agree. They're building up this winning streak of hers. I just don't think that it's... I don't think it's time for her to lose, especially to Ty Conti. Like, I just don't see it.
Okay, fair point.
Abaddon, that's who's going to beat her.
It could be. You never know. You never know. I'm taking Jay Cargill for the win in this one. I'm just going to go safe with it. But I would not be surprised if they...
Brandi Rhodes.
Who?
Brandi.
Moving on, folks. Moving on. Let us get into... I'm just debating on which match I want to get into next. Yeah, let's just get this over with for you. The next match that we're going to talk about here is a trios match. I know Derek is somewhere smiling right now. Yes, Adam Cole is the new BTE champion. Matt Lopez is saying Ruby Soho is the one. What's going on, Positively E? Thank you.
I have my thoughts on Ruby Soho.
I see Velvet beating Jade down the road to continue their story. Good point, David Reed. I like that. I like that. Ty was super aggressive when staking her claim for a shot. Nope, for no good reason. Hope Jade flattens her. That's so rude. Trios match, Casey. I know you're looking forward to this one. Your match of the night. Let people know how you feel about this one.
This is the dumbest, most BS match I've seen on a pay-per-view in quite some time. The AHFO is terrible. I get where they're going with it. They're setting it up to obviously force Matt Hardy out, and that's when Matt will reunite with brother Jeff. Like, whatever. Like, no, whatever. Like, bro, I know you don't like Jeff. You don't hate him as much as I do, but I know you're not sitting there doing the...
But I love the Hardy boys, bro. Out of the Hartleys, Dudleys, Edge, and Christian, the Hardys were always my guys. I'm like, that's my team, even though they never won a friggin' TLC match.
Bro.
And they act like they're the masters of it. How can you be the master of something you never win? It's like Kane in the Inferno match.
Bro, don't bring him up.
Yeah.
You don't want to make me go off on that. So, bro, this match is doo-doo. It came out of nowhere. This is so dumb. And, dude, first of all, Pro Wrestling Shoot, Jeff is not better than Matt. Jeff is nothing but a high spot. He has his actual in-ring skill is dog crap, okay? If you want to break it down, Matt Hardy can actually wrestle. He's gotten a little long in the tooth at this point in his career, but he's old, he's beat up, whatever. The dude can actually wrestle, though. Jeff Hardy cannot wrestle. All he can do is climb something really tall and flip off of it. That's all Jeff Hardy can do. That's how he got famous. And I get that fans like him more than they do Matt, but that's because they go nuts for people mutilating themselves. It just is what it is. It just is what it is. Jeff is not better than Matt.
Rob has chimed in here. Let me give him a second to let you breathe here for a second. Rob says, I hate this match, but I know why it's happening. Andrade is being wasted. Private Party is squandered. Sammy and Darby are much better than this, and Sting is just there to annoy me.
First of all, Rob, don't crap on Sting. Like, I agreed with everything.
Now you got Casey and Jesse jumping you. See what you did?
I agreed with everything in your statement until you got to Sting, okay? Sting, the pro wrestler, bro, Matt Hardy can't even walk. Jeff can't even. What are you talking about? I told you Matt is old and stuff, but historically he is the better wrestler. I'm sorry. It's true.
I definitely agree.
With all KC, Jeff does, all Jeff does is like fucking put his hair in Kool-Aid and fucking paint his body with paint he found at the Dollar Tree. The guy looks like trash.
Sign with the next big matchup. Senior Benjamin versus Jose. Sign me up. Listen, I'm cool with Jeff coming in. The brother Nero thing, cool. As long as I don't see Willow, that none of that Willow, none of that Willow bullshit, because it's terrible. Willow.
So anyway, yes, back to this match. It infuriates me that Sammy Guevara has actually been a very decent TNT champion. Even though he's wearing two belts around right now, which is stupid. The fact that he's not defending the title on the pay-per-view infuriates me. Darby and Sting, I love those two, but geez Louise, can they do something separate? That's all I'm saying. And then, the AHFO, I think I've made myself very clear on how I feel about this whole stable. It's dog crap. It makes no sense to have so many tag teams in a stable together when they should all, in kayfabe world, be going for the same thing. They should all be trying to get the tag team championships. But no, we're together. It's stupid. It's stupid. Break this thing up. I want Butcher and the Blade to go somewhere else. I wish they would go with Malakai, but I don't see that happening. They should be away. And pro wrestling, you're insane. You're insane. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'll take Jeff jumping off shit. One was better than Jeff too. Don't get me started on Ruthless Aggression era.
Yeah,
Sting is probably the reason Sammy and yo chill with that. So Isaiah Cassidy might be MVP of the night. Honestly, Matt's wrestling has never been that good. Laugh out loud. I'll take Jeff jumping off shit any day over having to watch a Matt Hardy match. You insane. We're gonna agree to disagree on this because we'll be here all night. But who's your pick for this, Casey?
It's gonna be the good guys, and this is the way it's gonna play out in my mind. Matt Hardy's gonna cost the AHFO the match, and I think this is where you break them up, and Andrade kicks Matt Hardy out of the group he founded, and this is where Matt can go off, disappear for a few weeks, and then he reappears with his brother Jeff.
I feel Jeff is going to get kicked out of the group, or excuse me, Matt's going to get kicked out of the group on Dynamite, and Jeff's going to come out to make the save. He's been teasing the same erratic behavior, leaving through the crowd. Matt doesn't know what he wants to do. He was breaking into his broken stuff. It makes sense. I don't want people to think we're just oh yeah, it doesn't make sense. What I never have liked was the HFO premise and how it was set up. That was stupid in my opinion. And I do think Private Party is going to be one of those teams that they're still going to be yo, we're putting these guys over. This is a really good team of the future. I'm telling you. They're heels right now. They're doing lower tag team stuff, but Private Party is going to be a big deal one day. I still believe that in my heart of heart. Rob doing his Sting talk here. I was never a fan, especially when he proved me right by trusting Luger. You weren't mad when he trusted Ric Flair twice? Also mad over Jeff in every way. Hopefully this will be the final. Yeah, I think it's going to be the final Hardy's brother reunion. I don't think that either of them can take anymore. I cringe when I watch them walk sometimes, bro. So I'm
happy. I used to get very angry when watching ladder matches and how stupidly slow they climb the ladder. But now that's just how Jeff can move. That's as fast as Jeff can move, realistically. He's going as fast as he can.
Yeah, because he's done a lot of damage to his body, bro. If you go back and watch some of that stuff, even in Impact, where he fell on the stairs and stuff off a cage, I'm like, why would you do that?
Because he's an idiot.
Ace says Scorpio Sky is still waiting on his TNT title match. Yes, he still has that coming. He still has that title shot coming. Moving on, let's get into a match that I would love to talk about. Eddie Kingston and Chris Jericho, baby. This match, I know I didn't see you just doing the thumbs down. Don't you dare. This match, I'm actually invested in a Chris Jericho match. And I didn't think I would be saying that. Like, I felt like Jericho kind of like wandered into like this middle of the land.
Did he win you over with his ab implants?
Oh, he got really pissed when somebody said that. Did you see his response to it?
It's stupid that people would suggest that. The guy has actually slimmed down and is looking a lot better than he has in recent times.
This is a tough one, Casey. I'm torn on who should win this. That's why I'm going to kick it to you first. The benefits of being the host of the podcast. Who do you think is walking away with this? Like, I think they're both great on the microphone. They come from two different walks of life. That was the other thing that I love. Chris Jericho says stuff like, you dig, but I'm pretty sure Eddie Kingston's been where someone's been dug up. Like, if you understand. Like,
So... before I tell you who I think will win, I do want to comment on it. I've talked to you about this, the build to this match.
And I love that Eddie Kingston still dresses like it's 2005 like me, baby. Bring it back. Go ahead.
You done?
Hashtag wrestling fashion.
You done?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you tuck your baggy pants into your wrestling boots?
No, only the Tims.
Oh, okay. So the build to this match is, it's been a little wonky as far as like that promo between Kingston and Jericho was that last week.
Yeah.
It was like, I thought there was a focus on like PNP, Santana Ortiz, but that kind of fell by the wayside in this promo. And they kind of started focusing on like other things and like, oh, you're jealous of me and stuff like that. It just kind of it kind of felt like they were just kind of like ooh, 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 like find it like just bobbing along to find like the end game for this program. But I'm okay with it because they're both great on the microphone. It works. Kingston's gonna win. He finally gets his dub on pay-per-view. Jericho is the kind of guy that will absolutely put Eddie Kingston over. Jericho is that dude.
So my question is, can I try to change your mind? Can we do this? I'm going to try. I'm going to try and change your mind here. So Eddie Kingston, the storyline is Eddie can't win the big one.
Nope.
Are you saying no, he can't, or no, I'm not listening to you. Eddie Kingston storyline is he can't win the big one. And when he plays this out, if Eddie Kingston wins, where does he go next? That would be my question. And Jericho and the Inner Circle, like, I think the Inner Circle should kind of just break up from this, kind of just disintegrate away. Have Hager maybe stick with him, but everyone else just go and do your own things. Everyone goes their own separate ways. And then they can always come back together when the moment is right to do it, if you need to. I think that in this situation, you could have Kingston lose. Why? Because he never can win the big one, and you could save this later on down the line. I know people don't want to hear this, perhaps, but I think it's true. Eddie Kingston could be an AEW world champ or a TNT champion in my mind with the right story. I'm not saying he's going to hold it for months and months and months. I'm saying Eddie Kingston could be a short-term champion to get that feel-good moment, and then you could have somebody rip the championship from him to get the heat for it. I think it's there. Maybe I'm crazy, but I think you could give Jericho the win here.
No.
Eddie needs to be the underdog, or he can't be the big dog.
Eddie needs to win.
All right, everybody's saying that. Jericho just re-signed for 2 years. I did not hear that. I heard he got his option extended for a year. I need Uncle Brooklyn to win. Good, didn't know that. I don't think Eddie is winning this. Kingston should go for the TNT championship, and I think he could be the TNT champion too. I feel Jericho will be a big part of the TK announcement. Interesting. Eddie Kingston can be what? Can be a BK afternoon supervisor. Come on now. Come on now. Leave my man Eddie Kingston alone.
Wow.
I love Eddie Kingston. Eddie is a 2-month champion. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Short term, you can let him get it. I'm going to pick Jericho, Casey. I'm going to be different. I'm going to go with Jericho for the win here. I think my heart's going to get broken. I want Kingston to win. I do. Kingston's my dude. He's my guy. But I just don't see that happening.
I like that. Who just said that? Heartbreak Kid, I'm taking that.
What? Eddie is a 2-month champ?
Yep, 2-month champ.
Casey's a 2-month champ. I
like it.
Going forward, let's talk about this is another one, Casey. This is the AEW Women's Championship. It's nice to have two women's championships on this card. Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, versus Thunder Rosa. I can't roll my R's, and Derek's not here, so it's not happening, folks.
Rosa.
Thank you, Casey. Thank you.
Thank you, Timmy Hose, for teaching me for roll up rim to win. That's why I taught myself to do it. True story. I wanted to be able to do that. So I practiced and practiced until I could do it.
What?
Tim Hortons, baby. 716 all day.
I was going to use the soundboard, but I'm just not. I'm going to move on. We're going to just power through this in a van down by the river. So Britt Baker, Thunder Rosa. Last year, we saw an incredible lights out match between these two. And now they're just going to have a regular match here, Casey.
Yeah, I feel a little weird about that. I was kind of agreeing with you
Rob, don't make me laugh because I know who you're talking about.
I feel like this should be in a cage. I feel like this match should be in a cage. I agree with Azan that the build to this hasn't felt big enough for having one of the greatest women's matches in AEW history, and quite honestly, one of the best women's matches in wrestling, in modern wrestling history, at least.
Ooh,
in modern wrestling history, I will say. Like, that lights out match between Thunder Rosa and Britt Baker was awesome. And it helped solidify Britt Baker as legit. Because we all know when she first came, when AEW first started, a lot of people dogged her and everything. And that lights out match was like her coming out party and like people being like, oh shit, like this girl's legit. So for all this time later, a year later, it just doesn't feel big enough. Like the build to this should have been like a groundswell of build to this. And it really should have been in a cage match or something. But that being said, I am torn on who takes this one.
I can go first if you want, if you need a minute here to think.
Go ahead.
I'm taking Dr. Britt Baker for the win. I'm with Rob. It feels too early. So here's my preface, because I'm going to do a show on Wednesday after the fact. If Tony Khan changes this match, I will change my pick. If a cage match gets added, if something of grandeur, something that can enhance the match gets added, I'm picking Thunder Rosa. But as of right now, the way it stands, Britt Baker has two people in her corner, so it's 3-on-1. And maybe Mercedes Martinez comes out to help. Maybe that's not enough. I think Thunder Rosa loses in a heartbreaker. And either in 2 weeks, I believe Dynamite is going to be in her hometown, where she has Mission Pro Wrestling, or at Double or Nothing, we are going to get an incredible cage match for the Women's Championship. That's my pick. Go ahead, Casey. Double or Nothing will make it a year, Jesse. I saw he just asked.
I'm going to go with Thunder Rosa.
Really?
And then I think you do the rematch at Double or Nothing, and Britt Baker, a year later, Britt Baker finally beats Thunder Rosa. Takes her belt back.
And don't forget, we still have the the Owens Cup tournament too coming up, and I don't know how it's going to play a factor and if champions are going to be in it. Chris, what's going on, Chris? He says, hey, everyone, I hope you guys are enjoying the show, and the betting odds has Thunder Rosa winning. Uh-oh. Those change, though, too. I have a gut feeling it's time for a brand new champion, and as of now, I have Thunder Rosa to be the new champion. Thank you, Chris, for your input on that.
Yeah, as well. I just think that that's – there's a story in Thunder Rosa once again beating Britt Baker, and then Britt building to their rematch at Double or Nothing. Like that's where Britt finally – like you said that'll be a year later or something. That's where Britt finally gets her dub over – Thunder Rosa.
You mean, Britt hasn't beat her, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay. Touche. All right. I'm taking the doc here for the win in this match. Moving forward, Casey, I know some people are going to get mad at this too. We're being controversial tonight. I don't think this should be the main event. I'm going to say it. I don't think it should be the main event. AEW World Championship, Adam Hangman Page versus Adam Cole.
It will be, though. It will be, though. Like, because Punk, at AEW, Tony Khan and Punk have both shown a respect for at All Out, Punk's first pay-per-view in 7 years. Like, everyone felt like Punk should have been the main event there. He didn't. He let the title main event. Like, that's how Punk is. Punk's going to let the title main event.
Which is classic tradition of a pro wrestler. But in your opinion, am I wrong in what I'm saying, though? Should this – chat, let me know. Should this
be Punk is going to let the title main event.
Hmm?
Your Honor, let the record show that I said Punk will let the title main event. This should not be the main event. Punk should absolutely be the main event, but –
Yeah, and Matt Lopez agrees. Punk and MJF should be the main event. Never trust betting odds in anything, Rob. It's all a work. This is true.
Don't get CJ started, man. He thinks everything's fixed.
It is, man. It is. I'm telling you. One day when it all comes out, you guys will be like, man, that dead guy Conrad, he knew all about this whole time. They probably killed him. I don't know, man. This is
going to – They laced it. Took him out
from Britt Baker. I think that this match is going to be my sleeper match of the night, though. I think this is going to be a really, really good match, and people aren't expecting it. Do you feel like the Adam Hangman Page title reign's been kind of ho hum? Like something's missing, or he's treated less than, because he's put on bangers, bro.
He puts on banger matches. I just think. And it's nothing against him. I think his personality lacks a little bit to where it's hard for him to be the main focus. He's great as part of an ensemble, but or if he had someone with him to like help represent, like when he and Kenny were the tag team, like Kenny could be the main mouthpiece and the main focus, and Hangman is there as the badass of the group. Of the tag team. Like now that Hangman is solo, because he pushed the Dark Order away. He pushed the Dark Order away, and he's just kind of been rocking solo. I mean, he's not the best on the mic. Like I admit that. So despite the fact that he puts on banger matches, it's just his reign has been a little ho-hum because of his personality.
I think I'm going to go a little different route. I think he's a better chaser than he is as champion. I want to see him go after the belt. The story, the buildup is the best part for him. There's a difference between being the champion and going for the title, in my opinion. And it's always the chase is always the best part in any movie, in anything you're watching that tells the story. We have some interesting stuff here. Someone just said Adam Cole will lose, but Bullet Club will have a major angle in the following weeks. Yeah, Bullet Club's been on Impact, New Japan, AEW lately. They've been all over the place. It's interesting to see what they're doing with that. Pro Wrestling Shoe said champion always mains event. I hope they never change that. I don't think they will. I think Tony Khan's a traditionalist as well. I wasn't saying that in the fact of what they're going to do. I'm saying that in the fact of what I think. If it were up to me, if you ask me what's the most important match, Punk and MJF. But I don't know, man. I don't know. Could you see Adam Cole winning this in any circumstance?
I can see him winning it, yes.
You think so? You can see him being the guy to dethrone Paige, just like boom, it happened.
Yeah.
That's wild, man. I don't know. I don't see that happening.
I'm not saying that. You asked if I could see it happening. You did not ask me if that was my pick.
I'm just trying to change it up a little.
I think Hangman retains here.
Okay. All right, I'm looking at the bold predictions in the chat. I think the aftermath will lead to a blood and guts.
I think he meant blood and glutes. He forgot his L in there. Blood and glutes.
Little ass. Put a little ass on it. Evil Uno should be his mouthpiece. I don't know how I feel about that. Kenny returns and turns on Cole. Could be. Could happen.
I think it's going to... When that happens, when Hangman or when Kenny returns, I think it's going to go the opposite. Actually,
you think?
I think the story has been that Adam has been usurping Kenny's spot as the leader of that whole group, and that's why he brought in Red Dragon to replace the Bucks and everything. And then it's gonna end up with a 3-on-3 like. Cole and Red Dragon versus Kenny and the Bucks.
That's where I can see the blood and glutes match.
Right, yeah. There. Yeah. Tear that ass up.
Let me. Christopher Rott says Hangman is going to retain the AEW World Championship, and I feel at Double or Nothing, Hangman versus CM Punk for the championship. More on that momentarily. I love Hangman as champ. I think they've just have had bigger moments that have been focused over his title scenario. Yeah, and I think it's just there's been weeks where other people have just outshined. It happens. It's fine. Hangman's definitely winning this. Hangman, that's where I'm at right there. That's what I think is happening, but more on that in a second. I think Hangman's story will be the main focus again after Revolution. Yes. Who did y'all pick for Danielson Moxley? We haven't gotten there yet, Rob. That's the next one up.
CJ was saving that for the breather match between the title and the main event.
I think so, because there's another layer to that story as well. But so it sounds like we're both taking Hangman Page for this one. Let's get into it. Let's talk about it. We're here. John Moxley, Brian Danielson, Casey. It seems like it's one of those budding friendships type things. I don't know how else to describe it. Like, they want to be in the team. I have a scenario in my head.
I think they're weird.
Let me play it out for you. He talked about he defeated Lee Moriarty, and he defeated Daniel Garcia. I think Daniel Garcia could leave 2.0. They were the Nasty Boys vest anyway, so he could just peace out from them. Yep. And Lee Moriarty, do you want to hang around Matt Sydal? What's this guy done? I'm going with Danielson. I don't care what anybody says. And I think Danielson's the type of dude who he could say he beat respect into them, and he could kind of make them Lee Moriarty has the perfect example of Diamond Dallas Page when I think it was Eric Bischoff described what was wrong with DDP before he became big. Too many gimmicks. The dude comes out with the mask, the headphones. You're doing too much, bro. The baseball jersey. Then he's got the tights, kick pad. Screw all that. Let Danielson set him straight and say, look, you're going to wear the burgundy like me. We're going to go out there, put the dragon on, and let's go do this. And I'm going to show you guys how to wrestle. That's what I think it's going to be. And I think instead of him teaming up with Moxley, he could have these guys turn and join him on this night and be part of this angle here. Or they could do some weird thing where it's Moxley and him and these two other guys. That would be weird, though, in my opinion. What are you thinking?
I think it would be incredibly weird to have these guys team up. Moxley is much better as a solo act. Moxley's just better as a solo act. He's the loose cannon, like crazy dude. You can't really tame him. is how I describe mocks. So I actually like your idea of having Moriarty and Garcia align themselves with Danielson and put a beat down on Moxley.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I would have, so my prediction is going to be Danielson wins this match, and then you have like a post-match angle where like Moxley is like kind of showing some respect to Danielson, like, okay, kind of extending the hand, and Moriarty and Garcia come in and they put a beat down on Moxley.
Yep.
And Danielson's whole thing is like, you like, I'm Brian freaking Danielson. You expect me to have to earn like your respect?
You should have accepted it when I first offered it.
Exactly.
It works perfectly. Brian Danielson have something up. Yeah, he might have something up his sleeve. We're breaking up Red Death Point. Oh, yes, we are. No, oh, sir. Gresham may be in talks with Brian too. I think Gresham would be great, but I think he's got a lot of other stuff going on with Terminus and everything else. I think all Dark Elite Eric is booing me for my idea. Listen, oh, I love that idea though. Okay, good. That was a boo this man.
Boo this man. Boo this man.
R.I.P. to Bob Saget too. Man, love the dude. Let's get into
and screw that guy. Screw the actor who does that. By the way, the boo this man. That dude's nuts. He was on The Real World. I just watched him on the Real World Homecoming on Paramount. That dude's nuts.
I had to zoom in on Casey because he sounded like he was going to go on a rant there.
That dude's nuts.
Let's talk the dog collar match, Casey.
I love that you got the dog collar in there.
I did not put that in there. These graphics belong to All Elite Wrestling. Give them full credit on everything. Everything. I have not told anybody what happened or why I'm doing that, Casey. But the dog collar match is one that I'm really excited for. CM Punk has had many of these matches with Raven and many others in Ring of Honor, I'm sure.
So many. Can't remember them.
No, Jimmy Rave. He's had a bunch of other matches with these. The dog collar match is a specialty, usually. He beat Raven with it, and he actually did some despicable things in that one. But Jimmy Rave beat him. But I'm interested to see how this plays out because MJF cut that crying promo. When I've been saying this for years, I've been laughed at. I've been ridiculed by other podcasts saying, like, well, who's the best person on the microphone? And 2 years ago, I've been saying it. It's MJF. Nah, man. No, no way. No. He's good, but he's not the best right now. And I'm like, oh, he's going to go down as one of the best ever, I think, on the microphone. This guy gets it. I've never seen someone else. Tell me when Hogan cried on the spot. Savage was probably crying for real because he's crazy. But what Warrior never could do that. And to me, that was gold, what he did in that promo.
Warrior would never even try. Warrior would just be like, the Warrior from the depths of the Warrior. Eternia.
What did you think of the promo with MJF?
MJF. MJF. The promo was money, dude. The promo was money.
It was good.
Dude, you know what the Macho Man always says? The cream, it always rises to the top. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, ooh, Mean Gene, ooh, yeah. That was money. MJF is, I don't know if I'm ready to anoint him as the best on the microphone right now, but he is definitely in the conversation.
Who better? Who better than Canyon? Like, who's better than MJF on the mic?
PG Punk.
Ah, that's true. He's damn good too.
And some of the best promos we've had in pro wrestling recently are these two guys, and what especially when they're facing off against each other.
Punk versus Joe was not a dog collar match. Those were just straight up wrestling classics, clinics. I would recommend you watch them, Azan, if you've never seen them. Really good. Punk Joe 2 is my favorite, but continue, Casey.
You asked what I thought. I mean, that those are my thoughts on the promo.
Very well, very well.
What if he really wants to go down in the annals of wrestling history, he could add a little more screaming into his promos.
Thank you. What would you say for this matchup here, though? Like, what's MJF's next move on Dynamite? Do you leave it where it is? Like, do you not touch this again? Do you have him finally, like, you know, sucker, I got you?
I think you play it as a gotcha this week. I think you have Punk come out because, you know, he came out at the end of the promos like, was that real? Was that real? So you have Punk come out and he's like basically like cutting a promo, talking about that and maybe how touched he was. And like, this is a different side of MJF that he's never seen before. And then you have the Pinnacle jump Punk and you play it as a gotcha moment.
Okay. Wardlow's assisting in that?
Reluctantly.
Okay. I like it. I'm going to go. So who's your pick for this to win? It could go many a ways. I saw the chat playing it off differently, and they had some really good ideas.
So I'm going to go with MJF.
Okay.
And MJF moves on to bigger things, i.e. the title at Double or Nothing.
Okay, fair point. MJF has still yet to lose clean, I believe. I'm trying to think if he has lost a match yet where it was just straight up clean since Dynamite started. I can't think of one where it was clean. Even Moxley cheated even in their title match previously. Technically, yep. He used a move that was banned. Dark Elite Eric says, I think MJF tries some BS and Punk jumps on him and Phil takes the win. Interesting. Okay. I'm going to go the same route as Casey. I think that this is simply just going to be MJF puts in the work. He gets his victory in this match by some cunning BS. I'm sure Greg the Hammer Valentine will be in the crowd. Like, thank you for the payday. This was good. And MJF's going to find a way to get the win. And I do believe at Double or Nothing, MJF versus Hangman Page will be one of the major featured matches. And I think he's got a lot of ammunition, too, to go at each other for both of them. Hangman's the Southern cowboy type, and MJF's the rich kid from Long Island. It's just going to be a clash, and people absolutely can't stand that stuff. And the material's endless for both of them. After that, though, I'm going to make another prediction down the future. Punk will not beat MJF at all, and this will lead to Punk's redemption story. To where now Punk's got to start all over again. And he took a long time to beat some of these guys, and now he's going to start destroying them. He's going to start going through, beating people, until he finally gets his opportunity to face MJF later on.
Hey, they're back.
Huh? Wow, welcome back.
I like that. Perseverance. I like it.
It is. Sorry, we have a spammer in the chat. So what I personally
message me privately, Naked HD.
Thank you for promoting what I'm not hiding, Casey. Jeez Louise. But Punk's gonna become the champion, I think, by defeating MJF, and that's gonna be MJF's first clean loss. Calling it now. Concur? How long do they have to do that?
How long?
Yeah. Do you think it needs to happen right away, or is this...
When's Double or Nothing?
That's a May pay-per-view.
May. So I would say at least to next year's Revolution or next year's Double or Nothing.
Man, I feel like Punk's going to want to win it in Chicago. I could see it even happening maybe on a Dynamite. Maybe. They do one in between then. I feel like it'll happen in Chicago. But... Overall, though, Casey, I'm excited for the show this weekend. Can't wait to
overall. Yeah, it's going to be a fun show. Like I said, there's one match in particular that I think is awful, but
okay, Okay. Well, we got everybody.
If I go a little too heavy on the Shamrock Shakes, that'll be the time I can go to the bathroom.
Shamrock Shakes in March, baby.
Use my bidet, which you guys, you need to get a bidet. If you don't have one, get a bidet. Cannot recommend enough. Turns endless wipers into one sheeters. Swear to God.
Also, let's make sure that this is sponsored next time. But yes, that's fine. Throw a block party for this dude, Rob said, for sure. While Casey is giving out shout outs to his horrible online sites and bidets, here at Everything Pro Wrestling, we appreciate our fan base.
Next time you have me on, I'm going to have like sponsor patches all over my shirt. I'm going to look like I'm wearing Brock Lesnar shorts.
That's your flair. But we'll be live this Sunday after the pay-per-view goes off.
Condom Depot right across my chest.
We'll be live after the show goes off air. Please make sure that you guys join us. Also, we'll be live after Dynamite this Wednesday. So lots of shows. And tomorrow I'm going to be on the Pro Wrestling Shoots YouTube channel. Check all of this out. It's going to be a busy week for us here at Everything Pro Wrestling. So you're going to see lots of links, lots of content. Please retweet, support, show love, pass it around, tell a friend. But for myself and the man called Casey, Casey, you have any shout outs you want to give anything before we get on out of here?
I just did them. I just did them.
I appreciate it. I'm glad that you shout out your sponsors like that.
Nope.
For myself and the man they call Casey, we are out. One.
Penis.
What's going on, EPW Nation? It's your boys from the Everything College Basketball Podcast, Josh and Peyton, here to remind you all that college basketball season is right around the corner. Yes, we finally know it's right around the corner. And Peyton, there's only one place people should go for all the college basketball excitement.
Well, Josh, the only place to find all college basketball hoops all the time is Everything College Basketball. Everything College Basketball can be listened to on several podcast hosting sites like Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. And we can also be found on our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Everything College Basketball.
Yes, make sure you are joining the group with a couple other 100 people and growing by the day as we march into year number 3 of the Everything College Basketball networking system. Now, let's get back to Conrad and Everything Pro Wrestling.
Pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinions, the lesson, yes. By the fans, for the fans, not many in this can understand, this the podcast to show you who I am, Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans, please listen every day to the showcase. The opinions and knowledge that anyone can take, showing you how it is done, proving I am number one, what a legend becomes. This is now my time to show you that I am here. This podcast just to make it loud and clear. By the fans, for the fans, not many who's here can understand. Everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson, yes. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinions, the lesson, yes.